Graham, I guess that really all turned on one incident at the start of the second half.
Yeah, that's it was two teams cancelling each other out, really. I don't think either team was lighting up the world with their attacking play. It was a, you know, it was a hard-fought game between two teams that were at the top, and you know, didn't want to give anyone an inch, you know. And but it was given by referee. The referee's made a decision to give the penalty in the first place, which I didn't think it was, and then send off our keeper. It's just a double whammy, and then we're on an uphill battle.
And of course, David Lucas has got to come on, and his first touch for the club is to pick it out of the net.
Yeah, yeah, he was unlucky. He'd guessed right and went the same way as a penalty. But it's one of them similar to Parkey's last week. You know, sometimes you hit it not that great, and it goes under the keeper's body, and that seemed to how it went in. After that, after the second goal, we had to make a decision: do we just shut up shop and stay at 2-0, or do we go for it and try and get some out of the game? So there's only one thing we want to do, is win points. So we had to go for it a little bit, and we opened ourselves up to the counter-attack, and Burton punished us for it.
And of course, a couple of goals right at the end gives it a bit of a lopsided look, the scoreline. But as you said, you've tried to get something out of the game rather than just walk away with a 2-0 defeat.
Yeah, exactly. It was never a 4-0 game. You know, I'm sure Gary will say the same. But you know, the decision's a massive turning point. But even at then, I think attacking-wise, we actually created some opportunities, because we did, you know, go for it a little bit, but we obviously leave the back door open a little bit, and we get punished for it. It's disappointing, but I'm not going to cane the lads, because they've done brilliantly in recent weeks, and I don't want the good feeling and the attitude of the lads to be burst by one poor decision. So we lick our wounds over the weekend, and we prepare right for the next game, and we work hard in training, and we put this behind us.
You're very much a manager who looks for effort, consistency, commitment and attitude from your players. Did you feel you got that today for the first hour?
I do, yeah. Even after that, you know, it's hard to go when you're 2-0 down at home and you're down to 10 men. But I didn't see lads dropping their heads, and I've seen them still putting energy in and tackles in. And I just said that to them then. I go, that was important for me to see that, because when you're out there and it's 4-0 against one of your rivals, like I said, and everything's going against you, I want to see people that want to keep driving through and keep making the right decision, tackling, running off the ball, unselfish, running for the team, and they gave me that. So I'm never going to have a go at anyone for not doing that, but we know we can play better, and we have made mistakes today, which has cost us a game as well. I am not going to pile it all onto the referee, because the defending before that, it shouldn't have happened and got to that point, and we gave the ball away ourselves. So, you know, I'm not going to shield away from putting it all on one man. But you know, obviously, it was a, if he gives a penalty and Scott stays on, then we're still in a competitive game. But it wasn't to be.
Did you feel there was any contact when Scott allegedly brought down Jacques Magoma there?
I think the only contact was the lad kicking Scott. I think the lad's done it, as you'll see loads of times on TV, when a player knows a challenge coming in, sticks his leg into the challenge and falls over. It wasn't a penalty. It wasn't a penalty. I could see it clearly from where I was. And then to, you know, them get the penalty and score and get a sent off, it kicks you, you know, two or three times. But this is football. You know, what do? We feel sorry for ourselves, or do we pick ourselves up and go again next week? I know what we're going to do. We're going to pick ourselves up and go again next week.
In terms of creativity today, Graham, how did you feel your side fared in that department?
No, like I said, you know, up to that point, I don't think either team had done anything really going forwards. It was a bit of a stalemate, a bit of a flat game. You know, two solid teams that didn't want to give each other an inch. And, you know, obviously we were lacking in that. But, you know, I didn't see anything that was hurting us either. And it changes. So we're not going to bury our heads in the sand and say, oh, it was the penalty and that's why the result. We know we can improve defensively and attacking wise, and that's what we're going to try and do each week that we work.